I think I want my money back.
What are you gonna do, strong arm me?
You know, I think that you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do. For instance, tomorrow morning, I'll get up nice and early, take a walk down over to the bank and walk in and see you. And if you don't have my money for me, I'll crack your f***ing head wide open in front of everybody in the bank. And just about the time that I'm coming out of jail, hopefully, you'll be coming out of your coma. And guess what? I'll split your f***ing head open again. Because I'm f***ing stupid. I don't give a f*** about jail. That's my business. That's what I do. And we know what you do, don't we, Charlie? You f*** people out of money and get away with it.
You can't talk to me
like
that.
You fat Irish prick. You put my f***ing money to sleep. You go get my money or I'll put your f***ing brain to sleep.
Sam.
Never mind. Sam, this is personal. I'll be there in the morning. You can f***ing try me, fatso. You f***ing try me.
Writing, Will.
I didn't like it until I heard some of the lyrics.
Yeah.
What was it? Opened your gap? Spread your gap? I already forgot.
I think it was along the lines of, I respected you until you opened your gap.
Gap. I don't think I've heard that one yet.
Let that be a cautionary tale to all you young ladies out there.
I assume that's Nate Dogg.
It is Nate Dogg. Tragically no longer with us.
Snoop's brother.
Of course. Here's keeping our fingers crossed that all dogs go to heaven.
Are they actually related or no?
No, I don't believe so.
Was it Warren G?
I don't think dog is their given name.
Their Christian name.
Do they look alike to you? Or are you confused thusly?
No, isn't like Warren G is Snoop's cousin or something?
Maybe.
Aren't they all cousins?
Yes, I mean, they're all brothers, right? Before we get to Nate Dogg and the show intro and everything, I don't even know if I can say GDM, sure. How goddamn good was the audio editing on that clip from Casino? It's the only scene in the movie where they have a fat dude under duress. And did you notice like the heavy breathing that had been layered into it that picks up as Charlie's getting harassed?
I didn't hear it over my own heavy labored breathing.
Over your own Louis Anderson gasps. I love it, man. I watched that movie like 60 times, so I didn't pick it up until a little more recently. But if you ever hear that clip, it's like, and it picks up. It's like a fat like Darth Vader.
The Tonight Show lapel mic on that guy, just to pick those up.
It was good, man. That Marty Scorsese kid, he is going to do something in this business. You mark my words. Welcome to Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today, Will Papa Giorgio.
Unrelated. Like unrelated. Snoop Dogg
exactly.
And Nate Dogg.
Just
a coinky dink.
Just in the Greek community. It's a name we take on. That means a little something. And there's Kate, whose last name escapes me at the moment.
Doesn't matter.
Knitting what looks like a little condom.
It's crochet.
Whatever.
It is.
It's a condom.
I can't say that. It's something
an egg
cozy.
Cup.
Oh, it's a rooster cozy.
Yes, thank
you. Oh, okay.
You.
That looks pretty good. Yeah, and you can flip it over and serve a hard-boiled egg from it.
There you go.
Very nice.
I was going to say, it looks like one of those, what do you call them, nightcaps? Is that really what they're called?
It's a gnome hat.
Huh?
It's a gnome hat for your little gnomes.
Oh, never mind.
No?
I thought it was sort of a mushroom cap.
Whatever.
Just to keep it warm for a long winter's nap. Like the night before Christmas.
Yeah, it needs a little palm on top of it.
I thought that's what we were talking about here, no?
Look like an Ev Zones foot. You can listen to us live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR. We are now also carried on the Edge FM network.
Do we know what that is yet?
Yeah, I believe it is the Internet Radio Network, kind of put forward, forged, if you will, by Slumlord Sal. But he does a good job of it. So hit up Edge FM. Check out Edge FM Sal on Twitter. I, of course, am at Papa's Basement. Will is at Billy Basil. And Kate is at Atomic Kate. So that means she is related to George Clinton.
Bringing up the rear with only 50 followers.
What?
What?
Can't we fix that for you?
I don't really care.
Can't you pretend you care?
No.
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 And no.
I need more lemon plants.
Oh, man. Fine. Well, first things first, I want to say a few words about Nate Dogg, dead at 41.
And diabetes, hypertension. What was the cause?
we'll get to that. Yeah, I mean, first of all, is it just racist the instant? Because it's not just he was black, but also
no, he lived a pretty long life, I would say.
Yeah, rapper. I'm like, they're like, Nate Dogg's dead. I'm like, oh, who capped him? I mean, that's my first reaction. And then it's like, it was kind of natural causes-ish. And I'm like, oh, what the hell? I would have lost that bet.
My first reaction was, who was Nate Dogg? Second reaction is, who cares?
Man, we were definitely metalhead kids. You couldn't have paid me to buy a rap album back then. I was purchasing, like, Deicide and Carcass and things like that. But
was that Dre produced? Was he?
What do you mean? Like that, what we just heard? I mean, if it wasn't Dre directly
producing
it.
It was someone ripping it off.
Yeah, but like, I believe, it was off Doggy Style,
like
which...
that stupid whatever. I don't even know what instrument that is. That synth, what it's supposed to be.
The Moog?
Is that really what it is? And they're just like bending the pitches or something? Moog is like...
You guys are the musicians here.
No, Moog, you hear that, I think, like a Buddy Holly.
Okay.
The solo. You know, like after the guitar.
Weird analog
keyboard.
Okay. I mean, to me, it was just a little weird that he croaked, and I, even growing up a metalhead, I knew who the hell Nate Dogg was. I knew his work. I knew his voice.
Yeah, I know the name, but it's like...
Just from watching Head of State, you have no exposure to his music.
What the hell is Head of State? Oh, no. No, I know the name. Like, I don't know why everyone cares.
You know, he went a little young, but it's kind of messed up. Like, what is it with black dudes? Like, even if, you know, there's no gun violence involved, a lot of them just, like, croak pretty quickly. Like, what the hell's with the horrible health?
Diabetes, hypertension.
I mean, yeah, but, like, it seems like there's a natural predilection towards that. It's this weird duality. Like, if you're thinking, what is my best bet for an athlete, you think brother, and yet
not
you also...
Not to be racist, but I'm sure, like,
never
a lot
on
of
these
them
airwaves
smoke.
Proceed.
So it's, like, the same as... Yeah, but white trash smokes and they live
forever. Yeah, and they eat the same crappy fast food. And I would say they can, on average, get even fatter, yet they live longer.
I guess it's just the pressure of having the white man's foot on your neck.
I guess, man, but it's like he had a stroke back in 2007.
Well, that'll set you up.
Yeah, and that apparently
that sets you up for the turkey.
It apparently paralyzed the left half of his body, but they were like, he can still sing currently.
Oh, God.
Which is weird to me because you figure if it does the left side, it would be like a perfect bisection, like his left vocal cord is taken out. His left nipple's gone.
So all of a sudden he raps like Imus.
Yeah, he's the Kirk Douglas rapper.
Oh, God.
Rock New Year.
I was just thinking about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dick Clark.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lion.
His left nut, the left side of his schlong, it's all taken out of the equation. But apparently even though his left side is gone, it wasn't all that symmetrical. So they're like, cool. We think he can rehab. Boom. Second stroke in 2008. That one.
Yeah, but that had to have been brought on by coke or crack.
That's a little...
No, dude. 30 people in their 30s do not have strokes.
I'm with you for the most part. Maybe there was a
Did you wiki him? Any history of drug abuse?
No, it sounds like he smoked pounds of weed, but welcome to rap. I mean, what do you want?
Yeah, but they didn't mention any EA. It's got to be something with coke, man.
I don't think he was really doing anything too hard. He wasn't, like, Rick James-ing bitches and, like, tying them to mattresses and burning them with a crack pipe. If that's what we're tiptoeing around. So it's just, it's weird and it's sad he croaked so early.
I think it's weird and it's sad that so many Facebook posts are mentioning this.
Really?
I don't care.
Because he was kind of, okay, if it were some rapper, like, who
followed
Corrupt.
If it was, like, Snoop or Dre or someone like that, like a household name, I get it.
See, to me, Nate Dogg is kind of in that league.
No, to me, Nate Dogg, I'm trying to think of, like, a white equivalent.
So.
When was he popular? Like, 93, 94?
That would be up there, and then he had, like, a couple turns later. I would say, like, let's do 93 through 96, and then he had that turn on the next episode in 2000.
All right, so how is this any different than, like, the Alice in Chains bassist dying? Like, I understand it's not Lane Staley or Jerry Cantrell, but Mike Starr died. He was on TV, like, last year. No one seemed to give an ass.
One, black people love their celebrities. They are not like white people about celebrity. We love to tear them down and see them fail. Black people, they just like seeing a black dude make it. They aren't that hell-bent on ripping them down afterward. God, look at...
Which explains Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry, Marion Barry. I mean, come on. They'll stick Mary by, brother.
You mean
Michael
Curry
Jackson.
Burry.
Bitch, set me up. I mean, God bless them, man. They love to not crap on the people that got to the top of the pile. So Nate Dogg, even, you know, 10 years after he'd done a goddamn thing.
Did Nate Dogg really get to the top of the pile? Or was he one of those guys who tried to climb Everest and made it, like, 3/4 of the way up,
and then
he'd be hella lifted
and had his first stroke.
Had to have the Rangers like pick him up in a helicopter.
Sherpa, team of Sherpas pulling him up. No, man, I liked Nate Dogg.
What's his biggest hit? Let's just
ain't
boil
no
it down
fun.
To that.
He, as a solo artist, he was on Regulators, I believe. I mean, as
you're having to explain too much.
As a solo artist, he didn't do much. He
what was Two Live Crew's biggest hit?
Oh, Misa Horny.
There you go. See, Nate Dogg doesn't have that definitive answer.
That's true. But still, I like the dude. So rest in peace. Little known fact, he was a Marine. Semper Fi. Just tossing that out there. He ran away from home at 16. There's your wiki research.
You can enlist in this country under 18?
I don't. Yeah, it's probably something dating back to
the Civil War. Exactly.
going off before you have short and curly.
I think even then you had to, like, forge a birth certificate or something. So even if they knew you're full of S, they at least could say, hey, this guy's 18.
Yeah. Kate, anything to weigh in with? I know you're busy crocheting that C-cap, but...
No.
Okay. All right.
It looks very elongated and narrow.
Yeah.
It's like meant for Brett Favre.
Is there something about pants you need to tell us?
No, this isn't for pants.
Does it look like a smashed baby's fist on the tip of it?
In all honesty, it's actually going to be a stuffed egg.
Really?
Yes, but I'm still working out the pattern, so.
Okay.
So this is just a prototype?
Yes, it's a prototype.
If you need something to stitch around, I'll get Will to drop trowel. I can carry the show for a few.
I don't think I have enough yarn.
Oh!
Oh, wait, that was a compliment. Whoops.
Yeah.
Yeah, screw you, too!
I'm just so used to being an ass.
Shows what
no,
you
I
know.
I think you're so charming, you F-off lady.
Speaking of dogs, let's talk about my new favorite fast food. How's that for a segue?
Pretty poor.
The premium all-beef hot dog at Sonic.
So you could have segued from premature death.
To me eating those and dying? Yeah. That's not funny. If we do the dogs, there's a little bit of a smile. By the way, you're doing a really good job of chewing the gum on air.
Is it that noisy?
Not especially. That's why I wasn't being too facetious with the compliment. You don't sound like a goddamn cow, but...
No, it's like kind of... It's in the side of my cheek, like, dip, and I sort of just, like, suck the juice out.
Is it nicotine gum? That's how you chew nicotine gum.
No, it's delicious key lime pie gum.
Oh, God, that stuff is good.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Who makes that? There's also what? Like a blueberry?
Strawberry shortcake. No, it's Extra, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
It's so good.
One of the
good.
Freak brands that isn't Trident or Orbit.
It's so good. It
the
actually,
loser gum
it's
brand.
It's so close to the real thing. Like, I'll sometimes get a carb erection from it. I'm just like, my lord. But
delicious,
that,
delicious chemicals.
Oh, it really, yeah. No, it's very, I want to say, akin to the everlasting gobstopper. In Charlie,
blueberry.
Exactly. Now it's roast beef, and then the fat C turns into a huge blueberry.
Wait, it really turned to roast beef?
Yeah, it was like a full
like
course
yeah.
of meals. I mean, they're getting that good at it. You can replicate goddamn anything with this gum at this point.
And was that like what the actual candy was supposed to be, or that was just fruit flavored?
The candy was just horrible layers upon layers of
shell that you had to bite through and break your teeth on.
Always bite. How did you ever suck your way to the actual bottom of one?
Hell
we all
no.
know Kate did. She's just laughing with her China eyes going, hee. But, yeah, for me, it was a contest to see if I could get through, like, crack one in half without breaking a single layer.
Yeah, I remember the challenge was to, like, pop one in and, like, just break through it right away.
Yeah.
Like, not even soften it up.
No, chew it like you worked at the quarry on the Flintstones. Like, you were the Brachiosaurus that broke apart the stones for Fred. You would just chomp it, pray your molars held together. But back to some of the yummiest crap I've had in forever. Those premium hot dogs. Will, when you were a kid, you were like me. You loved a good fast food hot dog.
Yeah, I mean, all around here, well, yeah, 7-Eleven.
You got 7-Eleven.
Which, I don't know if it's just nostalgia or they changed their recipe.
Horrible now.
Okay, so they really did just change, like, the chili and stuff.
Well, the hot dog isn't nearly leathery enough anymore. Like, it used to take, like...
They're newer than 6 weeks.
Yeah,
it's like a puppy.
They're not aging their hot dogs well enough.
No, back in the day, it was like you were chewing on a catcher's mitt. And that's the way I liked it.
I didn't like those. When you really got the one that had been on there for, like, 6 months.
I loved it. When it was, like, a big Slim Jim.
And the outside was, like, such a different color than the inside.
Oh, yeah. No, you broke it apart and it was like an Oreo contrast, almost.
Oh, no, those suck.
That was amazing.
I just remember the chili being better. Like, it was really chunky, and now it's just like baby diarrhea. Like, it's just liquid that leaks all over the box.
What they fed to RoboCop? Tastes like baby
food. It's disgusting. Like, I don't know. It just gets everywhere. It's messy. It doesn't stay on it.
Well, you wouldn't have that problem if you had one of these monsters I downed at Sonic, which, by the way, not to steal some shtick from Chad Dukes. I know he was big on rallying for Sonic to come to Northern Virginia. And I think everyone who's ever eaten at Sonic has thought the same thing. Because in the D.C. area, we don't have one.
What is the closest? Did you actually look
We have two within 60 miles. The first, Funchester in the west.
Uh-huh.
And the second is like Fredericksburg.
It's nothing like Hoodbridge.
Maybe a Hoodbridge. Really.
I want to say
it isn't because I've looked because I hate them for playing their commercials up here and not having one where I can.
Why would you do that to me?
What?
Why?
Because,
no, I'm with you. Why would Sonic screw with you?
Because Fredericksburg gets DC affiliates.
Well, they
I
shouldn't
imagine.
Because they're Fredericksburg.
Yeah. Why don't they have like some crappy local affiliate
exactly.
of Farm News and like what's new in pig excrement today? That's what Fredericksburg should be into. F them.
It's true.
No, it sucks because like they probably have an age of 16 consent law, great strip clubs, and Sonic. Like, I clown on them for being a hick
podunk
toilet. Yeah, but they got it all over us.
They don't have strip clubs in Fredericksburg.
No. I'm thinking more Winchester, though, where you have to hop, skip, and a jump across the border, and suddenly there's, like, the most depraved nudity this side of Tijuana waiting
you know
for
why?
You.
You know why they have all that?
Because they have nothing
else. Because they're Winchester.
Yeah, I know.
Well, no, you have to go to West Virginia for
the strip
club. I
bet you can probably
club.
Still
yeah, no,
own slaves in Winchester. Like, it's some bylaw.
It's just what you get for having the sad existence of living out in Winchester.
Oh God!
Yeah, but the
get
chicks,
nudie bars.
Yeah, they're not that bad. Well, some are, but there's
what,
some the
strip
hot
clubs?
Ones. Yeah.
Oh, I prefer them to DC area strip
God,
club
yeah.
chicks. Like a lot of them have that suicide girl look and crap like that, which I can be a fan of.
I don't really care for that. They're just whiter.
No. It's funny. You're the one with the shaven head and the huge earrings, but you kind of like a cleaner cut than me. I like a dirty, whorish-looking
preppy
woman.
Girl.
No, I do too, but I don't like tats or I don't care for them. Also,
Oh, they're definitely not too high on my list.
But what did you just say? You're like, oh, I don't know.
Hey, I'm talking more like the huge black dork glasses and a couple extra piercings. Mm. Tats are neutral. I'll put it that way. If you cross too much, if you have a chest
Michelle
plate.
Bombshell.
Oh, if you have the chest piece, you're dead to me. I saw an amazing pair on the short little Italian chick like 2 days ago. And she just had like cursive from like some like goddamn As I Lay Dying lyric or something across her cleavage.
Text isn't bad. I thought you meant like where it's a drawing of like a heart being like ripped open out of the chest.
Like a goatsy.
So it looks real, but it's not.
Or just a skull staring back at you.
Oh my God, did you just have surgery?
Yeah.
Did you know you're still open?
Like Superman ripping it open to reveal a rib cage. No, I the text really got to me, man. I don't want to read the goddamn Declaration of Independence while I'm inside.
I don't mind as long as it's not some other dude's name. It's like property of James.
Or
what the hell?
Yeah. I don't know. It was a big turnoff to me. I don't mind it so much on the arms, but again,
well, where was this hoe where like her shelf was just out on display?
She was a bartender over at the backyard.
Oh, Jesus.
So she was trying to show the cleavage for tips, but instead you're just looking at that. The lyrics.
Dirty.
And it's like, where's the line about hating your father?
I'll show him.
Yeah. Wanting to get one back at him. Like, you dirty, dirty trollop. But the other day, I had business in Winchester. I was actually helping your, I suppose, girlfriend.
Whatever.
There's the fiery Greek passion and love that we've come to expect from you. My friend, Will's whatever. I'm sure she's happy to know that. Allison. And Allison's moving from the area. Again, Will, how do you feel about this?
Well, she didn't tell me she was moving for sure.
Oh.
That's why she's his whatever.
Strike two, Marge. Yeah. But I'm going out there, and I know she's got, at the very least, sheets on what? Like every corner down in Winchester?
Right across the street, yeah.
I mean, it's like Walmart plus McDonald's down there. That's how common sheets is. And I love it. I goddamn love schmuffins.
Any,
I don't care if they give me schmiaria.
Redneck area, like in Harrisonburg.
That's all they
JMU. Have. There's three. It's a tiny town, and there were three
no,
sheets.
No, I think the local economy is literally just methamphetamine and sheets.
It's sheets in Walmart. And meth in Harrisonburg, yes.
Yeah, it's true.
Lots of meth.
Tons of meth.
Surprisingly. I didn't know that. It's like one of the hubs on the East Coast or something.
Good old go Dukes. Go JMU and go methamphetamine. But I'm going down there, and I don't eat breakfast because I'm like, I'll be demolishing some sheets. So a couple hours go by, and I'm moving things. Again, Will's placing his penis inside this woman, but I'm actually helping her move. So next time everyone thinks I'm a human, I'm a gaping, titanic human.
Now we know
a-hole.
You're just a loser.
No, I'm a good friend.
I would help. I mean, let it be known that this is occurring like during the middle of the day and she's not
and,
working anymore.
Will is sleeping.
No,
so
I'm
how
working.
Could he be expected to help?
Like, what day and time was this? I forgot.
This was
That's
Wednesday.
What order my life
at
is.
About noon, one, somewhere in there.
Yeah, he was sleeping.
No, I think I
was waking up.
No, I'd gone to the gym.
Okay,
and I should have gone back to sleep because I didn't sleep that much. I only slept like 2 hours prior. But I think
so you should have been sleeping.
There you are.
Yeah, but I was up watching porn probably.
Okay, so now that we've clarified that in a court of law, I was lifting for a couple hours and I'm like, screw this. I am famished. Time to get the hell out of here, get some food. So she drives me down. What's the main drag there? Is it still 7?
Yeah.
She drives me down Route 7. And it's just like sheets, sheets, sheets. And I'm like, okay, maybe. And then all of a sudden, over the hill, I see Sonic. And I mean, I'm so Pavlovian when it comes to a fast food commercial. I'm just like, all beef hot dog, all beef hot dog, all beef, hot dog.
That's and what they all say.
So she drives me over immediately to the Sonic. There's four flavors. Now I'm gonna give them all four. You tell me what your picks are. Because I'm like, I'm going to crush two now, and I'm going to crush two later. I'm going to Noah's Ark this bitch.
You had one of each.
I skipped on the All-American Dog. The All-American Dog being a standard beef frank with just like relish and mustard and ketchup. Who gives a crap? I get that at Costco. I cook it in my backyard.
I hate mixing ketchup and mustard.
Thank you. A peasant puts ketchup
and
on a hot
dog. Mixing either of those with relish. You really got to pick one of the three.
Really? You are not a creative man.
I pass on
man.
All of those.
Oh, are you just meat and bun?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
I like it straight.
Okay. That is, you're a dirty girl. Hey, now. Option one, The New Yorker. I knew I was getting The New Yorker. There was no debate on that front. It was a spicy brown mustard.
Does it come on a bagel?
No. Yes, with those little Jewish sideburns.
Skewered on dreidels at both ends. Yes.
And married to its adopted Asian daughter. Can we go on now? So, New York.
The ends
like,
of it are trimmed.
Yeah. A spicy mustard, sauerkraut, grilled onions.
Oh.
No, it's, I'm going to pass on that.
Come on. It's not like a potent sauerkraut. It's fast food sauerkraut.
No, still gonna pass
it's
on that.
Nasty. No.
All right. Yeah. All right. Maybe I'm a little open to experimentation. Maybe that's why I'm the turbo lover here.
Eh?
What?
I'm just saying. I'm a little better in the bed. I'm a little more open to these things.
No, I'm down for whatever in that case with
whatever.
Food.
But not bit, on the hot dog.
Just, yeah.
You gotta be a bit more discriminatory with food.
All right. All right, Captain Vanilla Missionary. You can tell how a man screws by his love of food. But we'll go past that. Option two, there's a debate. You had the Coney dog, I believe it's called, which was a standard kind of chili dog. But you're figuring Sonic's going to knock it out of the park, right? Chili, cheese, usual crap.
Right.
I don't like those two
chili,
mixed,
so.
But...
You really don't like chili and cheese mixed?
No.
That's like,
oh,
I
no.
like pizza, but not with all the cheese over it.
That... Yeah, you gotta have some cheddar on top of the chili.
Well, okay, wait, hold on. Is it actually grated cheese or that nasty-ass cheese sauce?
Kind of like a melange of both.
It's chunky cheese sauce, apparently.
Or it's just like, they have it... simmering and then they just pull the layer of skin off the top.
I want to say,
they give you the skin.
It was that spooge that comes out of a can. No, it wasn't that bad. It was, like you said, the one that grows a skin, like the Hannibal Lecter skin.
Yeah,
face.
Like the public school nacho cheese.
Yeah, so they dig it and they dump that.
That's what I'm
on.
Saying.
That's gonna
if it was actual, like just shredded cheese, yeah, absolutely.
And then there's sprinkling on
that,
top to camouflage it. Like, no, this is just melted cheddar. Don't read into this anymore.
They just put unsweetened coconut in it to make it look like it's little strips of cheddar.
So far, I'm
like
not
Baker's
impressed.
Tricks. And option three, the Chicago dog on a poppy seed bun. We have, again, a standard yellow mustard, a relish, chopped onions, some spicy peppers, and a dill pickle spear on top.
All of these sound disgusting.
I'm good with that except for the pickle
celery
products.
Salt. If celery salt wasn't mentioned, celery salt was in the mix, too.
The hell is that?
Salt for celery?
Is it really? It's kind of celery tasting salt. It's really good, whatever the hell it is. So I'm like, I'm going with the two most exotic options. I'm like, maybe I'm going to have some self-control and escape Sonic, you know, on my way out of town. I didn't. But I was like, let's go with the two that are going to stand out the most. So I get the New York and the Chicago.
And you're maybe, a worldly man.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a traveler. Different flavors, different sights, you know, who don't want to stagnate in Northern Virginia. So I don't know if it's because she was bringing me such good food, but the most goddamn gorgeous woman I've ever seen is trotting this crap out. Just some leggy brunette, because Sonic mimics a drive-in.
Yeah,
you pull
in,
you place your order at a menu, and some girl walks it out.
What's her uniform?
I don't even remember. I was just staring at her. Like, she was so hot. It was like...
Yeah, but what was she wearing?
It wasn't like...
Not
you
like
know,
Hooters.
It something. Wasn't crotchless, if that's what we're tiptoeing around. I mean, it was black pants and...
Oh.
Yeah, nothing see-through. It was like black pants and a polo, but she was just a hot broad. I'm like, this
How
is...
could she be hot if she was conservatively dressed, John?
Yeah.
How could that possibly be?
You know what?
No me gusta.
Yeah. I don't need this chicken and egg philosophical crap on my airwaves. She just was... What is the Schrodinger's cat or whatever?
It.
Yeah, is it dead? Is it alive?
She was wearing slacks and yet she was attractive.
She can be both at once. She can somehow not be dressed like a whore and be attractive.
Oh,
right?
I don't know. I don't know if I believe that.
Yeah. There. Is your mind blown? Mine was. The doors of perception had expanded like I dropped a couple tags and listened to Dark Side of the Moon. Are you happy? So I'm firing these bastards up, and, I mean, I'm killing them in three bites a pop. Like, there was no restraint on my part. They were so goddamn good.
So you like Kobayashi?
Yo, oh, he had nothing on me. He would have looked at me and been like, oh, great shade.
Joey Chestnut.
Yeah, oh, I would have pwned Chestnut, too. I house these things. They're so good. Like, I can't get into it. On the way out of town, of course, I was like, well, let me have another one that I didn't have. So I killed a chili one. And that one, not so high on my list because it comes with, like, a fork because it's so GD messy.
What are they served in, like, the 7-Eleven boxes or what?
No, like, in a half tray. Like a little half trough, if you will, with like a foil bag around it, and you open it up.
But I gotta tell you, if you order a chili dog, you expect it to be messy. I expect it to be messy.
They kind of dumped it on to the point you had no option. Like, I think the logic is you're supposed to maybe grasp it by the bun, and then you kill it, and then you're like, oh, look at the delicious treat remaining for me at the bottom of the paper, and then you kill that. But I just like spear the entire thing through with the fork, and then shoved it into my mouth.
I'm surprised you didn't just lift up the trough, tilt your head back, and let it slide in.
What I need to learn to do is just chew it, packaging and all, and then spin it up like an owl pellet.
Yes.
It's just a shiny little, yeah, like a silver egg. And then you can
foil
put your
and
stupid
cardboard
little cozy
ball
around it. Yeah. But they're so good. I mean, no BS, I think they're in my top five favorite fast food items of all time.
Hmm.
And I've compiled a list of the others that I think I want to get to.
Do you want us to ask?
I want you to ask.
What are the other four?
Oh, Will.
I'm glad you asked.
I'm not.
Number five on the list, we're going to go with the hot dogs.
We're doing this like Letterman.
They're new. They're up-and-comers. But I think they've got the legs to maybe crack the top three. And we have a caller.
God damn.
Hello, caller. Oh, feedback.
Oh, shit.
Oh, good lord, really?
Bad prank caller.
Why did he call to ask about a boat? Oh, ships.
There you go. Oh, ship.
That was weird.
We all know exactly the one.
So we know. People listening to my show and
figure it out from two words.
Determining if I still belong on these airwaves. We don't know who that was. What an interesting speech defect he possessed, mixing up his P's and T's.
All right.
Number five,
dogs.
The hot dogs. Number four, McDonald's chicken wraps, both grilled and crispy.
Is that where they just put like a chicken finger in a tortilla and
yes.
throw some garnish?
Yes, Napoleon. They fix me a dang quesadilla.
No, you know what's good? What I got is because they also have, you know, they introduced those Angus burgers or whatever. Whenever the hell it was, past couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
You can also get those.
The third pounders. Or
yeah, you can get those as wraps. And I don't know if you either had, like, was it mushroom Swiss?
Yeah.
Like, as a burger or a wrap. Either way, it's delicious.
You love it?
It's
Let's see if caller
good.
Can nail it this time. Let's see if the stranger who has... Hey, person.
Sorry about that, buddy.
Oh, why are you calling me buddy? I don't know you. What's up?
No, my phone froze up on me, so I was trying to make the call. The screen went dark.
Okay, so what's up? This was a
story... No, I just wanted to say you had a great story about that burrito at Sonic or Sheetz or wherever the hell you're eating. It's
Thank
really
you.
Great story.
Thank you. I didn't want to tell... Can I tell your story from last night or just tiptoe around it?
Oh, about how the man who bought you all of his drink, I mean, bought you all your drinks and used my gas and drove my car.
Pretty much. Which sounds like I'm in his debt, but then the night ended with my compatriot, the Robin to my Batman over here, proceeding to vomit all over his lap. And I mean, just empty the hell out. We had kind of killed a big Mexican dinner beforehand.
Before what?
Like, we, this is my friend Matt calling in, was partying with Matt last night, tweeted about it a little bit.
Hey, Kate, how are you?
Hey, alright.
He's trying to be sexy now. But, we started...
I can see your mouth.
I can smell you from here.
I, however, cannot.
He hissed something at you, multiple MIGs. What did he say?
The best part is after she tells him what MIG said, the nose goes up. He's like muffins had been put on in the oven.
I myself cannot.
So good. So good. But we start the night. We're like, we have a little Mexican food. We crush some salsa. We have some quesadillas.
From where?
El Telteco.
La Tolteca.
La Tolteca. Thank you. Same difference.
In Fairfax Station.
There's another one over in Manassasippi.
Oh.
So we crush that. And then he wants to really fat it up and get the new shrimp taco from Taco Bell.
Oh, I had that on Thursday.
That sounds wrong.
No, it was good. Shrimp taco, because I'll steal the conversation for a bit. Like, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago I was out, and you ever go to that Rock Bottom Brewery in Ballston Mall or whatever?
Yeah. Matt, I'm going to let you go, buddy. I'm just going to tell the story, but thanks for calling in.
Bye.
There we go.
See ya. See ya. Hi. Anyway, so I got like shrimp and lobster tacos, which again,
holy
it sounds
God.
Delicious or disgusting.
To,
kind of.
To what peasant does that sound disgusting?
No, oh, that sounds God, good so from good. A restaurant, not from Taco Bell.
Yeah, but it's like, what is
I'm
that?
I'm cool with discount bags of shrimp, as long as they don't have a really bad smell to them.
No, I mean, the Taco Bell stuff was fine. It's a poor man's version, but the other ones are like $15 or two. This is still a rip. It's like I got the combo, you know, which is like two of these tacos and then like a 72-ounce soda for like $6.
The tacos are $2.79 a pop.
Yeah, man. It ain't cheap.
No.
Shrimp are fine, lettuce, some other crap on there. What is that like delicious creamy sauce they always put on shrimp tacos? Is that tartar sauce?
It's pretty much straight mayonnaise.
No, it's like tangy though. Is that horseradish? I don't
it's
know what horseradish tastes
lemonade.
Like.
It's definitely not
horseradish. It might be tartar sauce.
I don't know.
It's not.
No, because tartar sauce is what
taco.
You dip fish sticks in.
That's
yeah, like that's
a,
true.
It's pretty okay, much so mayo with sauce. A hint of lemon and lime.
I don't know.
That's
where
all
is
it is.
It's effing delicious. Jesus Christ.
So we're sitting in a parking lot crushing a couple of these tacos right after having a Mexican meal, I might add.
This is pretty disgusting.
Yeah, it was.
This is like me going to three different strip clubs on the same night.
You know,
such
it's
a
about
sign
the same.
Of lack of control.
Homer, did you have to salt the earth? Yeah. So we're sitting there in front of the new Hard Times in Manassas and just a gaggle of hot women walk in. So then we're
wipe
like,
the shrimp from your mouth.
he's literally eating this, outside of the window because he's so GD messy that he's getting it all over himself. So he's doing the while eating a taco hanging out the window at these girls. And one of them just had like the best damn legs I've seen in forever. So I'm like, you feeling up for a little round of going in? And he, God bless him.
Oh, they're actually dressed up.
They're a little dressed up, yeah. I mean, one was in, like, short shorts. Just great legs, high heels. It was
nice.
Mwah! God bless you, spring weather. So he's got taco spooge all over his legs, but he's also been drinking. So he's like, screw it, man, I'm up for it.
Were you drinking at the restaurant? Or
he had been
drinking
at the restaurant,
car?
And he'd killed, like, a sixer beforehand, which is why I was driving. I love how he acts like I demanded. I'm driving. I had to come pick him up. Because he was already S-faced.
Let me push your sweet whip, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm dying to drive this 2000 Oldsmobile out of town. But whatever. I knew we'd mess up the cars, hence me taking his. Maybe I saved a couple bucks in gas. A secondary consideration.
Why are we out in Manassas?
Because that's our law told... What is it?
La Tolteca?
Yeah, that's our workhorse one.
Yeah, but you also have one of those and... Hard Times in Fairfax.
Yeah, but this is like the dirtier version. Everything in Manassas is dirtier and sluttier and thus far improved.
Good point.
Thank you.
No arguing with that.
So we decide to follow this girl in. And I don't want it to sound creepy.
Too late.
Think of it as maybe it was like a Brave thing. Like when Kyle Reese follows Sarah Connor into the Tech Noir to save her from the Terminator.
Creepy thing.
Okay, maybe.
Would either of you take a crack at it?
No. We just sat there and stared like Joseph Grimmel.
Oh, and that's not creepy either.
Try to take phone pics of her?
No, none of that either. We just sat there and chilled for a bit. Matt got progressively drunker.
Oh my God. Imagining being this girl and just how horrid that would be.
I wasn't exposing myself or anything.
But some drunk guy with shrimp goo all over his face was hollering from the car window and then comes in,
follows me in,
and sits there and stares the whole night.
Matt's not a bad looking guy, though. How old is he?
I don't
22.
Care.
Yeah. Matt's very Vin Diesel.
Care.
He could be taller, but... Very, very good-looking dude.
I don't care. That's still creepy.
Why? Is the shrimp spooge all over the leg a bit of a turn
off? The shrimp spooge little bits of tomato and the yelling lettuce. Out the window are, you know, that's it.
What did they do when he yelled? Did they even acknowledge
ignored.
It?
They just ignored. What would you do if you're a woman?
At least look.
Really, in case the guy screaming, "Hey, you bitch," was actually, like, affluent and attractive?
No, just, like, if someone yells at you, isn't your natural reaction to, like, turn your head in
Not
that direction?
Not if you're used to it.
Yeah.
Does that happen to you, Kate?
It's
because you're sitting like that.
You get...
Where yeah, John has a clear view of your birth canal
yeah,
across the desk.
Really?
It's clothed? What?
I've seen health videos that show less skin. What the hell's going on
There's
here?
There's no skin. You can see my arms.
Good Lord.
And you're also wearing green.
Yes, because I have a St. Patrick's Day dinner tonight.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
You realize it was Thursday, right?
Yeah, I know.
Or whenever it was.
I know, okay. But Saturday is the night that we do stuff, so.
You in pants.
You're like a penthouse scratch and sniff issue.
I'm clothed!
All right.
You make
saying.
It sound like I'm wearing a miniskirt or something.
And I'm reading your lips.
Didn't. But all right, so what happened with your little date rape plan?
We chill out. Some really, really drunk guy walks up to us and starts playing pool with us. And then we truck out of there. And we kind of hopped a few other bars. Finally, Matt gets in the car. I realize...
Did you go to Hooters or no?
No, we went in the area. We then stopped by WJFK just to see my buddy Jimmy, who was working. And Matt then wanted to start urinating in the studio, so I had to get him out of there pretty quickly at that point. Once some guy's penis starts coming out in my workplace...
Did that really happen?
Yeah.
Was there tippage?
I didn't see it, but I believe it came out under the table.
And someone else saw it?
No, I just kind of knew what he was going for, and I was like, jeez. You can't do that. And I'll put it, it was about 20 seconds of putting the buckle and all that back together. And I don't think it would have taken that long if it hadn't been, if he couldn't have used Kate's cozy, shall we say. I believe that,
you are disgusting
that article
animals.
Was out in the air.
I don't think I like that euphemism.
And I love JFK. It's my workplace. I grew up worshiping it. It is my chocolate factory, to go with Willy Wonka reference number two for the day. So I'm like, get the hell out of here. You respect my place of work. We're going. So he is demolished. Like, you know, it's like those war movies where a guy gets shot through the leg and he takes like half the movie to die, but then finally he is fading fast for his death
Tim
scene.
Tim Roth in Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah, exactly. Finally he is shuffling off this mortal coil. And I'm like, oh God, we got to fix him up. So I take him to 7-Eleven, and I'm like, Matt, some hot dogs, you know, some bun to float on the puke. And he's like, okay, one. I'm like, I'll be a good dude. I'll get him a couple, big bottle of water, hydrate him. I get this stuff. I walk back in. He just takes one out of the box and hurls them both to the ground in his car. So I reached over to get the second one. And he starts to vomit all over his lap and the bottle of water.
What is the time frame for all this ish?
It was like 2 in the morning.
And when did you start?
He started drinking by like 8 p.m.
Well, when did you join up with him?
I joined with him 9:30 in there. I only had like 2 beers, so I can chronicle this pretty faithfully. So he starts launching. And what makes it 10 times worse is we'd eaten the same things all night. So it's just immediately recognizable
just a
to
recap.
Me. Yeah, I mean, it was like hitting rewind on a 7-course meal. I was just like, oh, there's the shrimp taco lair. There's that delightful chicken quesadilla we had. Like, literally each one was a separate lurch. Like, I thought he'd finish. I was just like, and I see shrimp bits. And then, and I see, like, Monterey Jack cheese and chicken, and then finally, and there's like little bits of chips and salsa, and I'm like, well, unless he ate before I got there, you know, if he saved his appetite, this is the, you know, that's all there is. And thankfully that was all there was, but all over himself, all over his car, he had thrown down like a $50 Red Sox baseball cap, and I'm no Sox fan, so I was happy to see this go down, but I mean, he just fills it to the brim with vomit, like it's it had incidentally landed in the hat.
So, don't those have those little holes?
No, like so the vomit could slowly trickle out. No. It wasn't like vomit sieve action. It was just straight up puke all over. He then, as soon as we're driving, this is in downtown Fairfax, where cops love to prey on people for DUIs. And, you know, hey, if they get someone for littering, why the hell not? He just starts chucking the hot dog, chucking the water bottle out the window. I'm like, oh, you're killing me. Then he sticks the hat full of vomit out of the window to, like, air it out. So, like, the wind...
It's still good.
Yeah, the wind will whip around. It's still good. And shake the vomit out of this thing. But he's drunk. He has no grip strength. So at least two different times it flies out of his little infant strength hand. And I'm like, we have to do an illegal Yui.
No, then you
the hat's already
get
ruined.
Yeah.
No, it was in residential areas, so I didn't really mind.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, what are you going to get a dry clean now or something?
Just put it in the washer.
Oh, I would never
you
put that
wash
back
hats?
On my head.
I think.
Yeah, you can wash them, but I would never put that back
no,
on my head.
I don't care about that. I figured they'd shrink or something.
No, I definitely would do that.
Oh,
that,
God.
Those don't grow on trees, man. That was like a legit MLB hat.
If I didn't wear things that had disgusting things on them at one time or another, I would have nothing.
You would be in here in a bath towel.
A barrel with the straps on it. Even the towels are filthy.
So he's emptying the F out and then, like, starts stripping down in the car as soon as we get home. And then, like, thank God he stripped down before doing this, but he's just hugging me the whole time. He's like, thanks for getting me home, man. Thanks for getting me home. I'm like, oh, you know, no problem, man. You're my boy. Glad I could get you here in one piece. But just, like, please keep your hands off me. Like, I'm patting him on the back because I'm like, there's no way he could have puked between his shoulder blades, so it's safe to touch there at least.
Let it be known this is the kid who used to get paid to tutor for the SATs.
Yeah.
So it's good to see what a mentor you were.
Yeah.
Like, 8 years later, you can see the full effect.
Yeah, yeah. Pay me $30 an hour to tutor your kid for the SATs, and many years later, you'll
vomiting
be vomiting
shrimp tacos in your car.
As he hollers at women like a rapist. Good guy, though. Good
so
guy.
So what's number three on
Sounds
your list?
Sounds charming.
Yeah. Number three, you're going to notice a trend here.
Wait, what was number four?
Four was
the
McDonald's.
Shrimp taco? Oh. Oh, yeah, those wraps. Okay.
Yeah. Three, the Popeye's chicken wrap. I love me a chicken wrap. I love all things chicken when it comes to fast food.
Popeye's. Meh. I like their biscuits and scrimps.
Really?
Don't really like the chicken.
Did you ever have it, Kate? Because everyone in my office panned this thing. I felt like such an idiot.
I've never had a wrap.
It's a fried chicken wrap in like an orangish tortilla.
The fact that it's a wrap makes it healthy.
Yeah, exactly. Don't wraps have lettuce and ish in them? They're fine.
No, I like the regular chicken, but I would never purchase it in a wrap because the chicken's already breaded. Why do I need more bread around it?
Exactly.
Double deliciousness. I mean, what are you? Simple? Can't you do multiplication?
Why don't you just demolish a loaf of Wonder Bread and be done with it?
Well, I'll fry it first, and I would. And put some icing on top. So you take a chicken strip, put it on a bed of rice, dump beans on top of that, and then wrap it in the tortilla.
That actually sounds pretty decent.
Thank you. And for a time, you could get them in bulk. Like, the more you bought, the cheaper they were.
Oh, no.
So at my workplace...
The only thing losing is your health.
A gross of wraps.
Well, at first, I would go and, like, take lunchtime orders and hit all my friends, who may or may not have all been black, at my workplace. And I was like, hey... We got to go in. If we get like 12 of these, they're a dollar a pop. They're practically paying us to eat
it. What the hell is it if you just buy one?
Two. So you're talking a real discount.
This stupid country.
Yeah, man. Buy it in bulk. So I'm taking orders and I bring them back and literally everyone else hates them. And I look like the biggest D on earth because I've been just J-O-ing nonstop about how good these things
are. Oh, they all went in on it?
They all went in on like two a pop. And like, half of them didn't even touch the second, so I'm like, well, if you're not.
So you're like the stockbroker is like, you got to get in on this, man.
Exactly.
You're going to regret it if you don't. And then just S-tanks the next day once you get all their money.
Yeah, I'm trying to sell pumpkin stock in November. I got a good feeling about this. Do you see what it did in October? Let's keep this going. Let's get in on this bandwagon.
So does the story end with you eating all 12?
I ate like at least 4 or 5 in the course of the
day. 10 of which had a bite taken out of them.
Oh, I'd eat around the bite too. Like, I have no qualms about that. Like, I'll just eat it from the other side of the wrap.
Yeah.
I'd say
like a little sliver portion. Yeah.
Especially when I was like a broke bum in high school. Yeah. If we went out to eat and like we got sat at a table that hadn't been bussed yet, I'd always eat the leftovers.
Oh, that's horrible. That's a stranger.
No. Dude, if there's like a chicken finger that hasn't been
touched.
You
don't know what they did to that chicken finger.
I know it was delicious. Especially honey mustard kills bacteria, right?
I know, I'm with him. I mean, I rarely do that, but if it's like a friend.
Well, now that I have money, I don't.
Oh, yeah. See,
but yeah, when you're like
it,
some, you know, scrub mooching off of mommy and daddy and like we didn't work like some other kids, so.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you don't pull a Lady and the Tramp and you're like eating all the way to their lip mark or whatever, it's fine. That's whatever. They put their hand on it. Don't you want to like expose yourself to bacteria?
This is so much worse.
That's what I did when I was a kid.
Celebrate the fact that you don't have AIDS. Expose yourself to.
There's so much worse going on in the kitchen anyway. When you buy brand new food, so.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I can pretend. I can pretend about the kitchen. I can't pretend.
It came out
and
it was just sparkling clean.
Yes.
You gotta be able to turn it on and off like a light switch. Kind of like when having unprotected sex.
Yeah.
Just pretend.
There are no repercussions. There are no repercussions. That's the sex song. Just hum it in your head until you finish. And then you start humming, what the F did I do? What the F did I do?
Number two.
Yeah.
McDonald's. This is the only, this is the second McDonald's entry on this list. Their double cheeseburger, 99 cents.
Oh well, not anymore. But
are you kidding me? They knocked off the value meal.
Yeah, they made like $1.25 or something.
Oh, get us hooked! What a bait and switch!
No, those are good, especially like when you get the ones that have actually been sitting there for a while, so the cheese is melted.
Yeah.
See, a lot of the times, like I remember one time we were at Mark's house or something, and I think you actually weren't there. Mm-hmm. It was like a bunch of us, and I was out with Jerry and some other friend of yours I don't really know, and you know we got a whole order for like Rich and Carly, Mark and all them back home. I think it was the time like they're having that like Street Fighter 2 tournament.
We were
so
all
you
the
were
cool crowd. Yeah, continue.
And so anyways, we got like, you know, 12 double cheeseburgers, maybe more, again because they're $1 at the time.
Yeah.
And you know
who gives a crap,
they have to make them on the spot. And then you get them and the cheese isn't melted. It's just,
oh,
like
it's just
a
slice
of cold American cheese.
What the hell? Why don't you just put some toilet paper you've used on top of it?
That's the worst. The worst, Jerry.
Yeah, when done well, they're great. And the best thing is you can Voltron them together. You order two. Or just
and
make
just
it
take
four
out one
bun. Yeah. And then you're like, oh, I'm not eating all the carbs, so this is fine.
No, but when that cheese is melted, marron.
Oh, it's so good.
What I love is, because I've actually been to McDonald's a couple times recently, it's still cheaper. I mean, now like they've changed the number of pieces, but if you get 2 4-piece nuggets, it's cheaper than getting 1 6-piece nugget.
Oh, they pray. If you ever needed proof that McDonald's preys upon the poor, look no further than the nuggets.
Why? I don't get it. Who is that stupid?
6 is a bigger number. Don't you get nothing?
And it's like the same thing. If you buy 20, they're like, oh, 20 is only $5. Again, 4 nuggets is $1.
Yeah.
So you can get them at any multiple of 4 you want.
So you're saving like
price.
5 cents on the tax, though.
Yeah. So I was like, I don't really want 20 nuggets. I only want 12.
Yeah.
Because I have control. So give me 3 4-piece
nuggets.
You're not going to
eat 20 nuggets and then the box and then the
plastic. It really was like the perfect number, too.
Yeah.
Because by the time I got to numbers 11 and 12, I was like, oh, I kind of had enough.
Yeah, but you ate your way through it like a man and you're done.
Yeah, and I didn't have 8 left over. I was like, begrudgingly shoveling into my mouth.
Thank you. And the top seed, the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, which single-handedly got me through college at George Washington.
I will join in on your admiration of the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich. No pickle for me, though.
At George Washington, if you want to know how badly they screw their students, I paid $45,000 a year. I had like maybe 20-something in aid. That's still $20,000 per year. Every fast food joint in the food court, they had no value menu. It had been nixed like your cheapest options were like $3.50, $4 burgers. If you wanted sushi, $8. Like all the rich Jewish kids are eating their sushi.
So you're paying the MSRP.
Yeah. Oh, you're getting screwed. And I'm not stereotyping. Everyone at G-Dub was Jewish to the point we got off Friday because Saturday is Jewish church.
The Sabbath.
Yes.
Wait, you really didn't have Friday classes?
No. We got off Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It was only a 4-day school.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's Heeb.
But everyone there had money to throw around. I was dead broke. The only sandwich that was as cheap as it was in normal civilization, the Chick-fil-A sandwich, the basic one, was like $2.20
still.
You know
why? Because they're a Christian company.
Is that it? Yeah. You think they thumbed their nose?
With that pickle stain in the bun. So yeah. If you don't want to eat the pickle, it's just already made its mark.
Oh, my God.
It has. It's true.
All right. Well, we got Richard pulling in. The night train has rolled into the station. Folks, you've been listening to Papa's Basement. I want to thank you for tuning in. Will?
Yes.
Anything to plug?
Twitter, why not?
All right, Twitter, at Billy Basil for Will. Kate, anything?
Next Wednesday at Wonderland in D.C.
All right, that would be which of your 19
Aubrey-o.
Bands? Aubrey-o. And she is at Atomic Kate. If you want all the updates on her thing or you want to buy that little wiener cozy she crocheted. Of course, again, thanks to Edge FM and Sal for running us with them. Check out Sal at EdgeFMSal on Twitter. And find our website at InPapa'sBasement.com. Find me at Papa's Basement on Twitter. Find us on Facebook, Papa's Basement. Until next week, we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.